Number four, we talk about the belief in the messengers of God. Allah, in His ultimate kindness and wisdom, He created mankind with a good nature, a nature that recognizes the existence of God, that recognizes good and evil, and that has an inclination to do good for the most part. But Allah has also sent us revelation and scripture to guide us to live in a way that is most pleasing to Him and most beneficial for us in this life, and more importantly in the hereafter. But Allah, in His ultimate wisdom and mercy, did not leave us to read that scripture and understand it for ourselves, but rather Allah has sent messengers who will embody that revelation, who will interpret that revelation for us, and who will show us how to live and implement that revelation in our life. We believe that there were many prophets and messengers that were sent throughout time. Many of them are similar to the prophets and messengers believed in Judaism and Christianity, for example. We do believe, as an example, that Prophet Adam, peace be upon him, is a prophet of God, where other religions would not recognize him as a prophet. We believe that Adam, peace be upon him, was the first human being that was ever created, and he did commit a sin. He forgot and was misguided by Satan, and he ate from the forbidden tree. But Allah, in His ultimate kindness and wisdom, guided him and his wife Eve to repent and ask for forgiveness, and Allah forgave them because He is the most merciful, the most forgiving. So we don't believe that the original sin is passed down generation upon generation, and that a human being is born full of sin. Rather, we believe that a human being is born sinless, and that everyone is only accountable for those actions which they have done in their lifetime. And we don't believe that it's just that you or anyone else would be held accountable or for what someone has done generations ago without your knowledge, without your permission, without your participation in that sin. We believe that Allah has sent many other prophets and messengers, such as Prophet Noah, Prophet Abraham, Prophet Ishmael and Isaac, Prophet Moses, Prophet Jesus, Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon them all, just as some examples. We believe that the prophets and messengers were rightly guided men who were righteous and were chosen by God to be role models and examples for mankind. We don't believe in some of the stories that are mentioned in some scriptures that mention these prophets and messengers committing major sins. Because they were meant to be role models and examples for mankind, Allah guided them and protected them from committing such sins. We believe that the prophets and messengers are related to one another. So Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, comes from the lineage of Prophet Ishmael, and Prophet Jesus and Moses, for example, come from the lineage of Prophet Isaac. And Ishmael and Isaac were half-brothers. They were both the sons of Prophet Abraham. So we believe, as we mentioned, that they did come with one message, and that was submission to God. We don't believe that Allah has changed His mind or has sent confusion over time. Rather, it's people who have manipulated and who have changed the teachings and messages of these prophets and messengers over time for their own benefit and for their own materialistic and worldly reasons. We believe that we must love and respect all of the prophets and messengers. There were countless prophets and messengers, but 25 of them have been mentioned to us by name. And a person cannot be a Muslim if they don't love Jesus, peace be upon him, for example. A person cannot be a Muslim if they don't believe in Moses, peace be upon him, and his brother Aaron, who was also a prophet of Allah. The prophets and messengers lived the ideal lifestyles, so we turn to the stories of their lives for inspiration and for an exemplary code of conduct. We believe that Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, was the last and the final messenger sent to mankind. And because he was the last and final messenger of mankind, then every follower of his today has the duty to do the role that prophets and messengers did previously, and that is to share the message of God with others, as I am trying to do with you.